Page 210. Focus on testing. Using context clues. Passage 1.
What is the difference between a discovery and an invention? Well, we discover things that were always there. For example, you often hear that Columbus discovered America. In contrast, people invent things that did not exist before. Long ago, someone invented ships, for instance. Discovery and invention are often related because many discoveries are made with the help of inventions. As an example, Columbus used ships to sail to America.
Question 1. What can we infer from this passage? Passage 2.
The ancient Greeks used the energy of the sun to heat their homes. Later, the Romans followed this example and used solar power to heat baths, houses, and greenhouses. The Native Americans were also early users of the sun's energy. Nowadays, car manufacturers are developing cars that will run only on solar power.
Question 2. What can we conclude about the use of solar energy? Passage 3.
During the Middle Ages, the people of Europe used the Roman numerals 1 through 10 for basic math, such as adding and subtracting. However, the Roman system did not have a number for zero. That made adding and subtracting very hard. 3 centuries earlier, Arabic people had invented another kind of numbering system, the one we use today, which had a zero. This system was brought to Europe in the 12th century and quickly became popular. Today, Arabic numbers are used universally in mathematics. In contrast, Roman numerals are used only on clock faces and in outlines.
Question 3. What can we infer about the invention of the number zero? Passage 4.
Shang Yang was the emperor of China almost 5,000 years ago. For health reasons, he ordered his people to boil their water before drinking it. One day, Shang Yang himself was boiling water outside when some leaves from a bush fell into the large open pot. Before he could remove the leaves, they began to cook. The mixture smelled so good that Shang Yang decided to taste it. In this way, tea was accidentally discovered.
Question 4. What can we conclude about the discovery of tea? Passage 5.
Rubber is an old discovery. When Columbus arrived in the New World, he saw boys playing with balls made from the hardened juice of a tree. Later, in 1736, a Frenchman working in Peru noticed people wearing shoes and clothes made from the same material. In 1770, an English scientist used the material to rub out his writing mistakes. He named the material rubber.
Question 5. What can we infer from the passage?